I actually been involved in politics for, well, I would call it local government, for about 17 years. I have a really deep passion for the underdog and for kind of the people that are in what we refer to as the gray area. As a youth growing up in Provo, I was born and raised in Provo. That's where I kind of was, with a single mom and seven siblings. So I just always had a desire to support and do everything I can so that all children and people get opportunities and are treated equally across the board. Every single mayor in Provo has been male Caucasian. The fact that, number one, I was the first female, that was exciting but alarming, because number two, no one had even tried. It was a little bit of a shock to me that not a single female has ever even tried. You know, it's kind of like shattering the glass ceiling that Provo's had. Women's kind of steer clear of this in Provo, because you have to be really vulnerable. You have to put yourself out there, and you have to be beat up and be able to handle it. Where I am a collaborator, I'm a bridge builder, I'm a listener, I'm that kind of a candidate. I feel like I'm ready to go, and together with me as the leader, with me as the mayor, we will stay Provo strong and build on the momentum.